This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. NCS 51. Yep, it's kind of interesting going on here in California. We're on lockdown. Martial law. Oh, it's not martial law. Oh, feels like martial law. Sounds like martial law. If it's a duck, you know, it's got feathers. It waddles. It flies. It lands on water. And it quacks. And so we have a governor that, well, quacks. The dictator himself arises. The California dictator really shows up in the guise of Gavin Newsom, someone you can't trust, of course. Another globalist playing the globalist game. And as we've seen with the World Health Organization, as roundly the numbers that caused this whole scare, which came from the World Health Organization, have been roundly debunked. So will be the numbers of Gavin Newsom. His numbers are just way too high, And, of course, if they're using the basis of the World Health Organization and so on, the numbers just aren't adding up for Gavin Newsom, and they won't. And debunking Gavin will be the order of the day. I think this is sort of like the demise of Gavin Newsom to come out with such big, erroneous, and gross lies. I think he's going to be bound by... I think he's going to find himself in real trouble with the population because everybody has been so disrupted by his activity today in his position. Now, once again, remember, what brought us to Gavin Newsom in California was the fact that every bit, almost every part of our constitutional rights in the state of California have been violated. That's what New California has been about, is listing over 95 weeks the violations of the Constitution. In our constitutional rights here in California being violated as they are right now. I mean, blatantly by a dictator. Here is the rise of the dictator that we predicted in an overt way, restraining people in a lockdown, so to speak. Of course, he doesn't have the material and men to pull it off, if you know what I mean, if the population says this is what we're going to do, unless he relies on people from the outside and outside resources. This has been something that's been talked about for a long time by a host of other people. We haven't really discussed it too much, but would there be outside resources outside the United States even to help Newsom enforce the lockdown of the population of California? This is just the first step, ladies and gentlemen. We figure about another week or 2 weeks, things will get a little bit more aggressive by Gavin Newsom and others. But this is the shot across the bow for all Americans. Are you going to stand for it here in California as citizens of the United States? That you have to question these numbers and question them hard about what the numbers are that the governor of California has put out. Now remember, like I said, this dictatorship has been a long time coming, and we have been complaining about this for 95 weeks officially in our capacity as a new state of California that has declared itself independent of the state of California, I might add. Our Declaration of Independence stands. It's constitutional, our Declaration of Independence, and our grievances are constitutional as well. And all of our grievances have been saying this type of a moment right here, right now, was perfectly predictable, given the fact the failure of the federal government to support the Constitution in the state of California. The federal government, it's Donald Trump, the president of the federal government, and he has a responsibility, a duty, a responsibility to ensure that everybody's constitutional rights, including all those associated with the, are you ready for this, the Guarantee Clause, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which is very, very important for stable United States of America. And Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says, one, that we as American citizens living in the state of California, which is a member of the United States of America, it's part of the Union of States called the United States of America, have a right to a what? To a Republican form of government. And there's no denying in California a Republican form of government has been absolutely erased out of California politics and out of California. There is no true Republican form of government in California now. It's gone. And that we've been saying this for 95 grievances, over which was done over 96 weeks. The other part of that is that we have a guarantee as citizens of the United States for what? To be free from invasion. And it's clear California is not free from invasion. In fact, the machinery of government of California has exacerbated invasion and curried favor with those who want to invade California. They've encouraged it. They've incited it. And then lastly, the next thing is we are free from domestic violence. And we're not. As of yesterday, when he declared martial law, in restrictions on everybody to hole up. This is not freedom from domestic violence. This is domestic violence right in your face, Californians. And that's why the President of the United States has a responsibility and a duty to ensure all of us have civil rights in this great state of New California. I say New California because old California is going to have to exist on its own, separate from New California. But the President of the United States has a responsibility to ensure our constitutional rights are being upheld, and right now he's not doing it. That's a fact. Our beef is with the President of the United States to say, look, you have a responsibility. By the way, we started this before the President was President, during the Obama administration. Now, of course, we got no help there, but we have to get help from this President. Else you're going to lose the entire state, and we're going to have civil war. Now, that's a problem. That is a problem. So we encourage the President to do his job. We encourage the President to do his job. We have done our job as citizens in letting everybody know what's going on here in the state of California. And now, all of a sudden, you know, the reaction, of course, is to do what? The reaction is to declare martial law, declare that there's this threat from a virus, which there's no threat. The numbers don't add up. 25 million Californians. This is as hysterical as the guy from the World Health Organization, who's one of the most corrupt people on the planet, by the way, declaring that the coronavirus is going to kill so many millions of people, and it's not. Numbers aren't adding up, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Burning down the house. That's what we do out here in California. Okay, those of you that have businesses out there, I hope that the federal stimulus package will definitely help you out. I know we've been talking to a number of the businesses locally here, and of course, mom and pop and so on are very, very stretched, very, very thin because of the restrictions. I think there's going to be a big lawsuit at some point in time against the governor and others for, you know, their egregious activities. That's just my guess. This is a good question. How long will Americans tolerate corona madness? This is a pretty good one. I got the title of it flashed across the screen. I think that this is Lloyd Marcus, American Greatness. How long will Americans tolerate corona madness? A usually level-headed Christian conservative lashed out on Facebook, scolding everyone they thought was not taking the coronavirus seriously enough. Fake news media has successfully infected many with irrational fear. This is kind of interesting. Hearing Governor Larry Hogan on my car radio announcing his executive order to close bars, restaurants, gyms, and theaters sounded like the script of a 1950 horror movie. We will stop the spread of this more and more. We are seeing journalists, pundits, and writers questioning the draconian measures being taken disease. Dramatically proclaimed Hogan, little more than 100 have died in the U.S. and under 9,000 worldwide. According to the CDC, during the 2018-2019 flu season, an estimated 16.5 million people got sick and 34 died in the United States. Now, that number, starting this year so far up until March, from October 1st to March 12th, is 22,000. So here's another number from the CDC, and I saw this number, I just didn't report this, but this is what is totally true. 16.5 million got sick with the flu, and 34,000 died in just the United States. When Hogan mentioned plans to restrict church gatherings, a chill went up my spine. In the United States of America, government is mandating that people not attend church? Wow. I like this guy's story because this is clearly what we're doing in terms of New California. CDC data confirms that the martial law light mandates steamrolling across America are disproportionate to the threat of the virus. Some governors and most corporations are responding to media mob pressure to halt life in America. Others see an opportunity to land a death blow to the Trump administration, which, of course, that's what this is all about. Insidiously ignoring the CDC's no need to panic data, fake news media created and is gleefully fueling corona madness. Using their huge bully pulpit, fake news media says anyone who dares to contradict their you're all going to die narrative will be dragged into the high-tech public square, stripped naked, branded an irresponsible idiot with a hot iron, and their career will be canceled. There you go. It is disturbing that there is practically zero pushback against governors instantaneously overruling our constitutional freedoms. Sadly, many youths are clueless regarding their constitutional freedom, and that's a fact. They grew up in public schools where progressive teachers taught them that the Constitution is an outdated piece of paper written on racist, sexist, homophobic, and Christian dead straight white men. We have far too many Bernie bro youths who say, if the government is going to give me free stuff, I am down with whatever controls government that they deem necessary. A gentleman said, this is about Democrat fake news media in an email. They are willing to destroy hardworking people's jobs to accomplish their power play. This guy is spot on. This is why I regard Democrats' fake news media's gleeful spread of corona madness so loathsome and evil. Democrats and fake news media are 100% committed to destroying Trump, their greatest nemesis. Collapsing the U.S. economy and even the loss of American lives is acceptable collateral damage in their quest for power to control every aspect of our lives. They believe corona is their highly sought-after kryptonite to kill we the people's Superman president. And also our constitutional rights, I might add. That's just me saying that now. A wise woman emailed me, I think a lot of people are willing to do social distancing, etc., but they're unwilling to live in perpetual fear. And I say, amen, sister. How long can fake news media Democrats successfully keep Americans at a fever pitch level of irrational panic and fear? How long will U.S. businesses allow media to bully them into losing billions of dollars simply because they hate Trump? And how long will it take Americans to say, screw this nonsense? I'm going out for a burger and a beer. I believe there will be a tipping point where Americans say, enough is enough. I'm going to resume my life. Let's start that one like right now, by the way. My baby boomer generation is still the greatest demographic. We know our constitutional rights, and we will fight for them. We will not go gentle into Democrats' snap of their fingers repeal of our constitutional freedoms intended to collapse our economy. The simple truth is the coronavirus has had very little effect, causing around 125 deaths nationwide. What has caused the unprecedented closing down of America is media hype about the coronavirus. We are suffering the consequences of deranged Democrats and fake news. Media willing to sacrifice everything to stop a president from implementing his America First agenda. Democrats and fake news media view the coronavirus as blood in the water to create a feeding frenzy of criticism from Trump. Remarkably, every crazy, illegal, and evil scheme to remove Trump from the White House has failed. So will corona madness. Why? Because God put Trump into the White House and only God will take him out. Two buddies of mine said the hysteria is causing seniors in nursing homes to be isolated from the visits of their loved ones. But Democrat fake news media do not care. All they ever care about is furthering their socialist, communist, and progressive agendas and damaging Trump. Thank God Trump caught and denied Democrat Nancy Pelosi's sneaky attempt to hide abortion funding in Trump's corona relief spending. In response to a 50-degree temperature day, after people who have been cooped up in their homes because of a brutally cold winter, people rush out wearing T-shirts and flip-flops. I believe Americans will eventually respond the same way, becoming emotionally burnt out over corona madness. This will spark a huge economic boom. Folks, the light I see at the end of the corona madness tunnel is the strong will, spirit, and instincts of the American people. Without analyzing their feelings through a lens of political ideology, Americans will begin demanding to have their lives back, work, weddings, kids, birthday parties, restaurants, and so on. We are Americans. I'm going to say this. We are exceptional Americans. Trump is the perfect man in office. When that day comes, he will gladly say, I am with you, folks. Let's get back to keeping America great. Well, what are you going to do about it, Americans? Exceptional Americans who listen to this radio show, you going to sit around and take it anymore? Or are you going to get out and about with flip-flops? just asking the question. You know your constitutional rights. Do you have them? You know, I remember having the flu, the chicken pox, the mumps, the measles. And I always had my constitutional rights. This disease, I can't have them?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So let's go ahead and let's play a few little things here. I'm going to play for you the clip. Of course, we're on just, we're I'm looking at where we're rated right now on the ratings, and wow, we're right up there, one of the top 10 nationally. Agenda 21 Radio, shocking. That means like a lot of Americans are listening to this radio show right now. And by the way, we should open up the telephone lines, 215-867-8255. I will open them up after we get, let's see, where are we now? In the next block, I'll open them up, and you can call in 215-867-8255, and you can talk about Gavin Newsom. Yeah, Gavin. Here's Gavin. I'm going to play a little bit of Gavin for you, and I'm going to play a couple of things so that you can see where we're at with Gavin Newsom. This is yesterday.
And we need to tell people the truth. We need to bend the curve in the state of California. And in order to do that, we need to recognize the reality. The fact is, the experience we're having on the ground throughout the state of California, the experience that's manifesting all across the United States, and for that matter, around the rest of the world, require us to adjust our thinking and to adjust our activities. In the state of California, many people are very familiar with these adjustments. A number of days ago, there were 6 Bay Area counties that led with stay-at-home orders. Now, as I speak, some 21.3 million Californians reside in a community, in a city and or county that have similar orders. A state as large as ours, a nation state, is many parts, but at the end of the day, we're one body.
Nation
state. There's a mutuality, and there's a recognition of our interdependence that requires of this moment that we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home. That directive goes into force and effect this evening, and we are confident that the people of the state of California will abide by it. They'll do the right thing. They'll meet this moment. They'll step up, as they have over the course of the last number of weeks, to protect themselves, to protect their families, and to protect the broader community in this great state and the world that we reside in. I have confidence in that. I have confidence because I've seen it every single day. We've seen it in cities large and small. People still doing essential work. People still providing essential services. People still going out to the grocery store to get food, walking their dogs, practicing social distancing. Nonetheless, when they're out in the streets, people still getting their medicine. People still going about doing the kind of essential work that is required to meet this moment. The order provides for all of that, just as these other orders that have been put into place in cities large and small across the state have afforded. People will ask, well, how will you enforce? As I say, there's a social contract here. People, I think, recognize the need to do more and to meet this moment. People will self-regulate their behavior. They'll begin to adjust and adapt as they have been quite significantly. We will have social pressure that will encourage people to do the right thing. Just a nod and look saying, hey, maybe you should reconsider just being out there on the beach, being 22 strong at a park. It's time for all of us to recognize as individuals and as a community, we need to do more to meet this moment. Enforcement comes in many shapes. You have a regulatory framework. You have licensing frameworks. I don't believe that the people of California need to be told through law enforcement that it's appropriate just to home isolate, protect themselves, go about the essential patterns of life, but do so by socially distancing themselves from others and do so using your common sense. Now, why is it important that I advance this new order? It's for the following reasons. We've been doing pandemic planning in the state of California for now over a decade. Now we're moving into application, implementation, and that includes the latest technology and data collection, the ability to work with artificial intelligence to mash that data up, to really look at trend lines before they become headlines. And what we're seeing, not only on the ground, but we're seeing through the data, is this spread continues at a pace that we had anticipated in a number of our models. Let me be precise. It's a number that we have been using for the purposes of guiding our resource delivery and guiding our decision making. We estimate in the United States, we've heard this number across the rest of the world, that people, 30% of the population, as high as 70% of the population, may contract the virus. In California, we've been working with those numbers as a nation state, 40 million strong.
Nation state.
We've been organized around an attack rate, as we refer to it, of about 56%, that the virus will impact about 56% of us. You do the math in the state of California, that's a particularly large number. That number in and of itself shouldn't be overly alarming. The vast majority of us, the overwhelming majority of us, won't have symptoms, will be perfectly fine. But there is a subset that we're concerned about that will impact, not be impacted by the virus, but also potentially can impact others, including impacting our capacity to deliver the high quality services, not only to meet the moment as it relates to COVID-19, but to provide for all the acute care that millions and millions of Californians depend on every single day. So we're looking at a hospitalization rate by using those numbers. And forgive me, I know sometimes these numbers get confusing, but a 56% attack rate, if you assume that R-naught, which is the number of individuals that you may come in contact with that can contract the virus, if you use that formula, we believe with a 20% hospitalization rate, a little bit on the higher end, though some would argue it could be much higher, some believe it might be much lower, but 20% hospitalization rate, it's about 19,543 people that would need to be hospitalized under that scenario, above the existing capacity of our system. So that's the planning methodology we've been using. I'm being very straight with you. And these are numbers I can assure you, governors, mayors, administration across the country are working with, but I think it's time to tell you what I tell my family, what I tell my wife, just as I did two nights ago when I told my daughter that I don't believe that this school year she'll get back into that classroom. And those are difficult conversations, and I know they're conversations you're having in real time, and you're having with one another as I speak, and I deeply appreciate the anxiety of these difficult conversations, but we must have them. But as we work through that planning process, 19,543 beds in our system, I'm able to look at our existing capacity. Let me be specific of what our existing capacity looks like. We have 416 hospitals in the state of California. We have capacity to provide care beyond our hospital system, but within the hospital system, we have a capacity to surge the number of beds beyond the 78,000 currently staffed beds by an additional 10,207. By the way, that number changes on a daily basis, but that's today's number. So looking at the 19,500 plus individuals in our planning, looking at that surge capacity, about 10,000, we are looking at a delta, a gap, that requires about 10,000 beds, 10,000 members of the community to staff those beds, and that's currently what we're up against. But here's the point. That's a planning document. If we change our behaviors, that inventory will come down. If we meet this moment, we can truly bend the curve to reduce the need to surge, to reduce the need to have to go out and begin to cobble all those assets together. Though I want you to know, we are doing just that. We always plan, we always anticipate. Let me give you some proof points. Today, we just secured a very large hospital in Northern California, Seton. It's now part of our portfolio, and we're going to populate that hospital. It's an example to meet the moment. Tomorrow, we'll announce a hospital in Southern California. That's 750 beds, those two hospitals combined. We start to stack this, 750 here. The motels that we're currently in, hotels we're currently in, negotiating with, we start stacking those master leases for those hotels. We're working. I had very, very positive conversations with the leaders of two of the finest public university systems in the world, UC and the California State University System. We're working with those systems to identify appropriate dormitories to help us with the surge. We start stacking those numbers. We're working with the federal government. I had a conversation today with Vice President Pence and President Donald Trump together on the phone, talking about our needs, in addition to my conversation today with the Secretary of Defense about these mobile medical and field units that they have committed to pledging, not just to California, but to folks all across this country. You start stacking those things, and we have, I believe, the capacity to meet this moment, but not unless we change our behaviors and do what is necessary.
Yeah, right. Do what is necessary. Well, you know, when I had all my diseases before, I always had my constitutional rights. I still have them, and so do you. He can't take them away.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death The Fence Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Wow.
This is kind of interesting. You know, I don't know if people are listening to Agenda 21 Radio because, you know, we've been doubting all these stories and about these lockdowns. And, you know, first of all, I'm not giving up my constitutional rights. And there's Californians that are being asked right now to give up their constitutional rights, to acquiesce to a dictator by the name of Gavin Newsom. You know, we're in a dictatorship in California. We've been saying that for 2, 3, 4 years now. You know, through the New California State Movement. I mean, why should we back down right now? The dictator's just surfaced. We've flushed the dictator out. The New California State Movement. We flushed him out. We flushed him out like the dog that he is. Well, that's, I don't want to offend dogs. I don't. My own dogs are looking at me like, hey, what are you saying? Anyway, that's just what my guys were saying, you know. Anyway, so listen, this guy is I would say out of line, Gavin Newsom. He clearly is. And now it seems like a lot of other people are saying the same thing. You know, that's the thing. Now, we just had an article that was written by a guy from American Thinker. What was the name of that little group he was talking to there? Hang on a second. I'm going to go check this one out. This guy was, Oh, this is Dennis Prager. Oh, shocking. No, this guy was Lloyd Marcus, American Greatness, is what this was. And this was written yesterday. No, 2 days ago. Now, this one here that I'm going to get to you with is Why the Remedy May Be Worse Than the Disease. Shocking. Really? And it happens to come from Dennis Prager. This is 3 days ago. I'm glad he was writing this 3 days ago. And I just saw this. I just pulled this up. But I'm gonna read this to you from Dennis Prager. And again, remember, I'm not giving up my constitutional rights, nor should you. Get in your car and drive wherever you want to go. Go to a restaurant. You know, this whole bogus business out there that what the governor is calling for is a bogus business. Now, this is what Dennis Prager writes. As of this writing, see, they're picking up the numbers. Now, again, it's Friday, and we were talking about these numbers last week, so I'm glad people are starting to pick up on this. And now all of a sudden you got the draconian Gavin Newsom coming out with bogus stuff and lying to the people. And why shouldn't he? He is a lie. Remember, he was the guy that when we had the inauguration in the California State Capitol, none of the citizens showed up because they couldn't. It didn't matter because they had his ceremony in a big white tent, invitation only. That's the way you do these things, right? What's wrong with that picture? Anyway, so Dennis Prager writes this. I'm going to get through this. Boy, we're running out of time here. As of this writing, 6,400 people all over the world have died from the coronavirus. In the United States, 68 people have died. This is as of 2 days ago. Some perspective. Chinese deaths, 3,217, account for half of the worldwide total. And if you add Italy, 1,441, and Iran, 724, two countries where many Chinese were allowed in until recently, that totals another 2,165. In other words, outside China, Italy, and Iran, with 5,382 deaths collectively, 1,018 people have died. There are 7.8 billion people in the world. Oh, Dennis, come on. Details? Come on. You're so fussy. I'm not being sarcastic about Dennis Prager. Absolutely not. It says, regarding Italy, the Jerusalem Post of March 16th reported that according to Nobel Prize winning chemist Michael Levitt, Italy's higher death rate was likely due to the fact that elderly people make up a greater percentage of the population than they do in other countries such as China and or France. As former CBS correspondent Cheryl Atkinson further explained, Italy has the oldest population in Europe and more elderly per capita than the U.S. Most of the Italian deaths are in patients in their 80s and 90s. In addition, Italy has a greater number of direct China contacts. Italy, listen to this, was the first to join China's Silk Road Economic Partnership Project. Italy's deaths are out of a population of 60 million people. Regarding Iran, the Wall Street Journal reported on March 11th, Iranian officials traced the origins of the country's coronavirus epidemic to the holy city of Qom, home to a number of Chinese-backed infrastructure projects built by scores of workers and technicians from China. China has turned into a very toxic bomb, says Sanyam Vakil, Deputy Middle East Director of the Chatham House, a think tank in London. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump announced a ban on flights from China on January 31st. Remember, I told you he got ahead of this. That's why our population is so small in terms of being affected by the Chinese worldwide. I mean, it's all over the United States, but if you take a look at where the outbreaks are, it's always by some sort of international airport. Shocking. Shocking. Says the very next day, presidential candidate and former vice president Joe Biden declared This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysteria and xenophobia, hysterical xenophobia, and fear-mongering. On February 2nd, the American Civil Liberties Union announced these measures are extraordinary incursions on liberty and fly in the face of considerable evidence that travel bans and quarantines can do more harm than good. So you see what the president is doing when he did this, when he banned China from flights from China in. He's protecting our borders, freedom from invasion, folks. And the invasion is a virus. And where's it coming from? A foreign country. So he did the right thing. We're just asking him to do the right thing and clean out California. Great new California. Because right now we don't have protections from an offense on our constitutional rights right now. It's been ongoing. People just rolled over except New Californians. New Californians haven't, no. These measures are extraordinary incursions on liberty and fly in the face of considerable evidence that travel bans and quarantines can do more harm than good. This is what the civil ACLU said. He's doing the right thing there, the president. And flies right in the face of the American Civil Liberties Union, of course. He's protecting our constitutional rights by having these flights stopped. The current consensus favors near total social isolation or social distancing. That is now being called. The thinking is that we must shut down the Western world to prevent the exponential growth of the virus. Right? If we don't, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. Many thousands, maybe more, would die, as doctors have to make grisly triage decisions as to who gets care and who doesn't. Shocking. Social distancing. The latter scenario is reported to have already happened in Italy. Though there is no longer an exponential growth in the United States, they may otherwise be right. Is this thinking correct? The truth is, we don't know. We have no idea how many people carry the COVID-19 coronavirus. Therefore, the rates of either critical illness or death are completely unknown. Perhaps millions of people have the virus and nothing serious develops, in which case we would have rates of death similar to that or even below the flu virus. On the other hand, perhaps not many people carry the virus, but the rates of illness demanding intensive care and of death are much greater than those of the flu. We can only be certain that shutting down virtually every part of society will result in a large number of people economically ruined, lives, life savings depleted, decades of work of work building a restaurant or some other small business destroyed. As if there were not bad enough, the ancillary effects would include increased depression and divorce and other personal tragedies. The effects of closing school for weeks and months would include family chaos, vast numbers of bored young people, healthcare providers, and so on. Yet young people are at the least likely to become ill from the virus. See, there's a lot of things going on here, guys. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released this statement regarding the closing of schools. Available modeling data indicate that other mitigation efforts, such as hand washing, home isolation, have more impact on both spread of disease and healthcare measures. In other countries, those places who close schools have not had more success in reducing the spread of the virus. But the longer-term ripple effects are potentially far worse. Economic disasters rarely remain only economic disasters. They give particularly dramatic example. To give a real example, the Nazis came to power because of economics more than any other single reason, including Germany's defeat in World War I. Nazis' success at the polls was almost entirely related to the Weimar economy. And that's true. Anyway. But here is the prediction. If government can order society to cease functioning from restaurants and other businesses to schools due to the possibility of health disaster, it is highly likely that a Democratic president and Congress would similarly declare an emergency and assert authoritarian rule in order to prevent what they consider an even greater existential threat to human life posed by global warming. The dam has been broken. Maybe it is necessary, but when dams break, flooding does follow. That's Dennis Prager. Anyway, we got to run for time. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I hope we're setting some things straight here, guys. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Let's behave that way. Let's claim our constitutional rights. Thanks for listening.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.